The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Now, for the next 2 weeks plus, our first reading is going to come from the book of Exodus. Okay, so we want to take a look at the book of Exodus today because it's priceless. The value of the book of Exodus is that it is a perfect metaphor for the spiritual life. Because Exodus is the story of a journey, okay? It's the story of the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. It's the story of the journey from slavery to freedom. It's the story of the journey from where they are to where they're supposed to be. And if you ever realize this, that's the spiritual life too. It's a journey. Now, ultimately, the spiritual life is a journey from earth to heaven, but it's made up of lots of little journeys. The journey out of sin, for example, or the journey to acquire a virtue, or the journey to finally forget about yourself. It's a journey. And here's the value of the book of Exodus. It's the drama of the book, two things. In order to get to where they're trying to go, they have to pass through a desert, and they have to trust the leadership of Moses. Okay, so today we hear the very beginning. Taskmasters were set over the children of Israel to oppress them with forced labor. In other words, they're in slavery. Now, Exodus is going to be the story out of that slavery. In fact, that's what the word Exodus means. It comes from two Greek words, ex and hodos. Ex means out of, hodos means way. So Exodus is the way out of slavery. And just as an aside, you might find this interesting. In the book of Exodus, they use the exact same Hebrew word to describe slavery to Pharaoh and worship of God. Exact same word. The word is abed. And when that word is applied to slavery, when it's applied to the service of Pharaoh, it's called slavery. The exact same word applied to God is worship. And they're going to find their way out. And we're going to find our way out too, because if you ever stop to realize this, most people are living their lives in a kind of slavery. Almost everybody. They're spending themselves for, let's say, money, or comfort, or honor, or power, or they're stuck in sin. And it's a kind of slavery because it doesn't deliver what it promises. It keeps promising you fulfillment, and it doesn't deliver. But people are stuck. They can't find the way out. Exodus reminds us that we're made to be free. But we're going to find our freedom the same way the Israelites found their freedom, and this is the drama of life, the drama of the spiritual life. You got to pass through a desert to get there, and you got to trust somebody else's leadership. First of all, you got to pass through a desert, and it's tough, and most people just don't want to do it. Have you ever known somebody, for example, maybe they want to learn a foreign language? Maybe they want to learn how to play piano? Maybe they want to finally lose 20 pounds, and they're all gung-ho. They're all going to set out and do it. Couldn't be more motivated. And a few weeks later, a few months later, they give up, and they say, "Yeah, I don't have the willpower. I quit." They don't realize that if you want to get anywhere, you got to pass through a desert. It's a desert of deprivation. And they don't realize that it's easier to stay in slavery. Now listen to the book of Exodus as you hear it unfolded. You'll hear this over and over again. The people complain to Moses that they want to go back to slavery in Egypt. Even though it's slavery, it's comfortable. And you got to guard against this in your prayer. A lot of people prefer the comfort of slavery to the challenge and the deprivation of passing through that desert. So as you hear this, pray about that. What about you? What about you? Do you love free, costly freedom enough to pay a price? Because it doesn't come free. Metaphorically, it's a path through a desert. Experientially, it's a path through deprivation, and it goes on and on. And that's actually the second difficult point that Exodus shows us, the drama of the spiritual life. You got to follow a leader to get there. Now, in Exodus, they're following Moses. In our case, we're following Christ. But either way, it's a path of faith. I hope your faith is mature enough that you already know this. Faith is not a walk through the light. Faith is a walk through the dark. Faith is a path through darkness, trusting in the one you're following. You don't know how long you're going to be at it. You don't know what you're going to have to go through in order to arrive. You don't even know where you're going. The only thing you know as you walk the path of faith is that you have confidence in the one you're following. And if that confidence is deep, if that faith is deep, it's going to be great. But if that faith is weak, it's going to be very, very hard, just like it was here for the people in Exodus. Let me tell you a little story here this morning, okay? A little story. True story now. This takes me back to the time when I was in the monastery. Once a week, the monks would take a walk, a very, very long 4-hour walk. We'd go very, very far away from the monastery. One week, we walked too far. And we heard the bell ring from the monastery tower. It was time to come back. It was time to begin prayers. And we were too far away to walk back, so we start jogging back to the monastery. I picture this. Following the lead of the abbot, right? Who's jogging. I'm sitting there jogging in t-shirt and shorts. These guys are wearing a full-length habit, a hair shirt, and sandals, right? But I'm the one who's complaining. And we jog, and we jog, and we jog, and we go up hills and down hills, and we go on and on and on, and I'm really getting tired. So I turn to one of the other monks, and I say, do you have any idea how much longer we have to keep this up? And the monk turns to me, and he smiles, and he says, I don't know, but Brother Abbott knows. And I thought, what a perfect metaphor for faith. I had no faith in the leader. He had all faith in the leader. If you have faith in Christ, you can get through it. But understand, faith means a path through a desert of personal deprivation and a path through darkness. That's what it takes to arrive at your destination, whether it's overcoming a sin, whether it's arriving in the promised land, or whether it's arriving at the kingdom of heaven. Something to pray about now in the next few weeks as you hear the story of Exodus. Story of the journey, the story of the spiritual life, the story of what Jesus means when he says, if you try to find your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it.